Jacob. What's up, motherfuckers?
What's up? We just exposed your kids to cussing, bitch.
Oh, that would suck if right now someone's kids in the back car seat.
I'm actually kind of sorry. Like, I am sorry.
But then
sorry.
Again, like, you shouldn't be listening to this podcast if you have kids in the back. This isn't kids bop, honey. Even if someone's kids is in the back seat, they probably have earphones on and are watching Frozen for, like, the 400th time.
Oh, yeah, because with kids, it seems like they never get bored of anything. Like, I remember watching Toy Story probably 20 times, and I just always thought Buzz Lightyear was hot. I never got bored of him.
Oh, yeah. He is hot. He has OnlyFans now.
I know. He made his own buzzle.
Buzzer? Oh, like a sex toy?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
That's an indie joke if you part of that.
This podcast is officially rated PG-13.
Ooh, PG-13. If you made a movie, would you make it... Okay, so if you made a movie and you were free range, would the idea be rated R or PG-13? So it wasn't a whole movie. It was just a comedy movie. But do you think
probably
you would
could,
go
I
as
could
far?
Probably get away with PG-13.
Yeah, same. I feel like if I put on my
ideas...
I don't
need to show boobs. Isn't that pretty much... You know what I mean?
Yeah, but then it also would be funny to just like, yeah, I don't, yeah, I feel like I tried to do PG-13. I could do PG-13.
Obviously, it'd be hard because you want to have like some Hooter girl scenes.
And then I was also
but
thinking,
also like, it, just, you could deal with PG-13.
Yeah. And then I was thinking like for the transitions, just like a ball sack, but that wouldn't.
I don't think any studio would approve of that. Just let's just show a ball sack
for the transitions. Like, you know, in Hannah Montana, the transition is, but the transition.
Oh yeah, just be a ball sack.
Well, Netflix would allow it actually.
Oh, maybe. But the girl who was stuck with her ex in quarantine updated.
Oh, okay. Last week's episode.
So if
Got
you
it.
Didn't listen to last week, a girl is stuck with her ex-girlfriend in an apartment. It's miserable. Horrible. We gave her advice. Be the first person to make a joke out of it. Try to do something funny. You know what I mean? Just try to break that thick tension.
Yeah.
And she gave us
back
an update.
To us.
She said, okay, so I'm still stuck with my ex in quarantine and it's still hell. I tried following your advice and doing something nice for her / playing a game with her, but she literally rolled her eyes at me. Like, are you 10? And other day, we were both relaxing on the couch, quietly on our phones, and then the microwave goes off and my ex goes to get her food. She gets up and leaves her phone face up on the table so I can barely clearly see she's on Tinder. And then she goes on to say that, like, when they were dating, the girlfriend was always really secretive with her phone. So, like, she blatantly purposely put the phone straight up showing the Tinder. Because, like, people have a personality where, like, they're really secretive with their phone.
Yeah.
But then she went out of that character trait and just left the phone wide open on the table so clearly the ex could see she's on Tinder.
And it's also kind of saying, like, when we were dating, I might have been on Tinder. Because I was so secretive.
Just like, yeah, I'm just over. I'm already trying to find someone new.
Yeah.
And apparently she also talks to her friends on the phone really loud and makes fun of the ex.
That's
mean. And so the girl emailing us wants us to know, like, is there anything, like, she tried listening to our advice and taking the high road, being nice, maybe cooking for her, just doing a joke. But now she's like, I kind of want to go low. So, like, she wanted to know, like, do we have any mean pranks she can do on her? Like, just things to, like, sometimes you got to fight fire with fire.
Yeah.
Or do you recommend she just should?
It's already just getting shittier.
I know, like, I don't get that because I'm pretty sure it's been like 3 weeks at this point since the first email. So, like, how many days can you just day after day be mad at each other? Because that's the only person you're interacting with. Like, eventually, like, that just get boring.
Yeah, like, I feel like I would get over it after a while.
Yeah.
Probably after 3 days even.
But then again, I guess they were like in a relationship. There's like, then there's jealousy if the other one's on Tinder. Like, there's just a lot to handle.
Yeah. So what was the, what should you do? I feel like, for some reason, my mind, like, if you put baby powder in the hair dryer, like that's just annoying. That isn't even like getting her back. I feel like that just makes a mess. Like, not that you were thinking about doing that, but I'm saying like something in that category. I feel like that at that point it just is like,
oh yeah,
like I feel like she's already annoying, but that's just even like, I don't know how to explain.
Yeah, because a lot of pranks seem like they make a mess, and then if she finds out that you're the one who did the prank because you're the only two people there, then you'll probably be the one who has to clean it up. So say you put baby powder in the hair dryer. She turns on the hair dryer to do her hair, blows in her face. Also, she could pretend she went blind or something, you know?
Oh, you know, like, some people over-exaggerate.
Yeah, like, or, like, wait, even say, like, it got in her lungs and, like, now she's having a... can't breathe. Like, it might... And then you'll have to clean up the powder.
Yeah, and then also take it to the ER.
And then she might end up doing pranks on you, and then you'll have to deal with that.
Yeah, so the only annoying thing that you could do is, like, pull up Tinder.
Maybe just eat her food. And just say, like, oh, it's not against the law.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and just, like, maybe start using her skincare products. Take a scoop out of her eye cream.
And then,
maybe just, like, what else can you do? Like, just use all of her products, probably.
Yeah, and then just, like, sleep on the bud, but take up the whole bud.
Oh, yeah. Also, right now, the girl who's emailing us is sleeping on the couch. Like, maybe you should say, I've slept on the couch for about a month now. It's your turn. We're switching it. I'm assuming you're splitting the rent.
Yeah, because I was thinking, like, I mean, the last episode she said that.
Yeah, I think now it's to the point where, okay, I get the bedroom. And also she said that it might be at the point now where one of them has to leave. So maybe that should be the thing of just, like, since we're so miserable, like, maybe you should leave the apartment. Or tell the other girl, I'm going to leave.
Yeah. Yeah, you could. But that would be kind of more stress trying to, like... But yeah, if it's available, then do it.
Oh, yeah. But yeah, just say, unfortunately, I get the bedroom now. Maybe order bunk beds.
Oh, or maybe it's a fight who gets the bottom and top.
Oh, yeah. Or DIY bunk a bunk bed. Like, just cut the bed in half and just hope for the best.
Oh, and then tape it on top of each other.
Yeah, it should work. But best of luck to you. We're sorry that you're still dealing with it.
Oh, yeah. I'm sorry that our shitty advice didn't work.
Also, we found out that Jacob's psychic.
Oh, yeah, so a few people always email us saying, Jacob's psychic, and then they say the podcast name and they say what time it happened.
No, it actually happens a lot.
And the reason why I find these emails get to me is because, not going to lie, and then I always think, I am psychic, that's so cool. But then, I don't know if I am, but it gets to me, guys. Like, I actually think I am psychic.
The latest one is, if you remember, at the beginning of 2020 or the end of 2019, we did some game where we clicked shuffle on our iPhone library. And the first song that it hit was going to describe 2020. And your phone landed on Home Alone by Ansel Elgort.
Yeah,
and now we're all in quarantine.
This one doesn't... So my phone's psychic.
Yeah, so that one doesn't really say you're psychic, yeah. But, like, somehow you, like...
My psychic powers went into my phone.
Yeah, like, you controlled it somehow.
Yeah, which is so true, because while home alone right
also,
now...
Also, apparently, like, on some old podcast episode, you predicted Charlie D'Amelio.
Oh, yeah, I know. I don't have the receipts ready, but I feel like they're stretching it.
Yeah, I think it was in, like, Sugar Daddy Private Jets or something. We haven't listened back to the part yet, but... You probably just said, like, I'm assuming there's going to be a girl who gets famous on TikTok, right?
Yeah, but I'm guessing, like, we were talking about, like, what's going to be the next app after Vine? And then I said, like, there's going to be, like, this girl that, like, dances who gets famous. When, like, I guess that could happen anytime, you know?
But then again, is it not a coincidence?
It's because of I predicted it and it happened.
So we thought that we would do a psychic game where I ask Jacob questions, and then maybe in 6 months, what is it right now? It's May 18th. So 6 months from now.
Yeah, whatever that is.
You don't know?
October? Do you actually know? November? I do know, but I have to, like...
Wait, let me see if I'm right. That always came off the top of my head.
It's November. It's November.
June, July, August, September, October.
It's the fifth month of the year. Yeah, it's November.
So on November 18th, we are going to check back on this, see how it holds up. Maybe it is just coincidence, because a lot of times these psychic people do annoy me. Like, people always say, like, I predicted this, but then, like, you go back to the receipts and they actually... guessed just so many things that, like, obviously one of them is going to come true.
Yeah, because I don't really think that I'm psychic. The only evidence I have to it is that I'm a Pisces in the zodiac, astrology, zodiac, whatever. And apparently Pisces are really intuitive.
Oh my God.
So that's my only evidence. But I don't think I'm actually.
Is this my
phone psychic
making these noises? You're so unprofessional.
Oh, it's me, actually. I thought it was you.
Your psychic powers probably turned it on.
I know, because it was like, you have to stop talking about it because we don't want the public to know.
Because I'm going to ask you, like, three general questions. What should the first one be? I haven't thought these through. What's, like, something to do with social media? Like, who is someone,
Okay, but my only limitations are, like, it can't be any negative questions, because I feel like I can't use my psychic powers for negative. Okay, just
what's something big by November? Like, what's something really massive on social media that's going to happen? Just, like, give what's the person that comes to your mind. It can be anything. Just, like, maybe...
Now this is what came to... For some reason, when you said it, I pictured a blue box.
Okay, a blue
box. This is just in my mind, guys. And then... I pictured yellow and Blockbuster. So I think it's going to be people either... I kind of get a vibe like making fun of Blockbuster about what it was.
Oh, you thought it was a Blockbuster sign?
Yeah, so I'm talking about like the company Blockbuster. You remember in the old town that we lived in? Like, it used to be a thing where you get
movies.
That's
what came to your mind, the Blockbuster
logo?
So
I kind of get it's going to be like a theme on YouTube or something. Or like, I don't know, like for people to make fun of Blockbuster.
Somehow Blockbuster is going to be a meme.
Yeah, I feel like somehow it's going to be a meme. I don't know if it's making fun of it or like something in the title of Black, like the wording.
Oh my God, I can actually see that. That's so random too. Like, how did you even, I haven't probably thought about, how did you even think of that? Like social media, like how would that make you think of Blockbuster? But
I hope it happens just so I can have another confidence boost. I'm psychic.
Okay.
But it was funny because when you did say that, that is what came to my mind. So that's proof that I'm psychic.
This is a good one, but this might be negative. But am I allowed to do it? I'll just ask the question and let me know how you feel.
The only one that I'm not going to answer is like, who's going to get canceled? Because I don't want
to... This isn't about canceling.
What if somehow...
This isn't about canceling.
Okay, the reason why I don't want to answer that, though, is because what if somehow if I say it, it happens?
This one's like a very concrete, like, you'll be able to prove you're psychic.
Okay, what is it?
Katy Perry released her debut single, Daisies, for her new album.
Yeah.
The album's coming out in August. We're going to be checking back on this in November. How did Katy Perry's album do? Was it... These are the three options you can pick. Either it did critically amazing, but not commercially amazing. Like, all the critics loved it. All of her main fans loved it. But it didn't really touch, like, all the... It didn't, like, go overly amazing, like, just on the charts and everything. But everyone loved it still. Or did it do bad critically and commercially? Or did it do good commercially, but bad critically? Or you do not feel comfortable answering this because it's kind of negative.
Okay, but, like, I think I get kind of a vibe. I feel like it's gonna, I feel like it's gonna be, like a fan album.
So it's gonna the critics will love it, but maybe, like...
I don't know if the critics will like it, but I know, like, the fans are gonna love it. So I just feel like it's gonna be, like, a fan album. We're like, if you like Katy Perry's music, you're gonna love it. But there's always gonna be haters, you know?
That's like pretty much every album.
No, because
every album, the fan likes it.
Thank you, Nuts by Ariana Grande. It's on the radio. Everyone loves it.
I feel like you have to give more of a concrete answer, so like it's more like specific.
But I feel like if you do Born to Die by Lana Del Rey, like whole fans like it. But I think it is critically acclaimed. But I don't think it's like...
This is a better question. Is there just anything about the Katy Perry album that's coming to you? Just in general? Like even just a word, like maybe you'll guess a track.
No, I don't know. I'm just excited for it.
Oh, but maybe there'll be a song called Excited.
Oh, yeah. I'm excited for it. It's the song. I'm excited for it.
So nothing comes to your mind with it?
Yeah, but I hope it does so good. And even if it doesn't do good, I bet it's going to bop.
So you don't have any like specific psychic feelings?
No. Okay. It's so funny, this psychic thing that we're doing. I would hate this.
Okay, I need to ask one more, though.
Okay.
That is something else. We already covered social media, music.
Politics.
I'm just joking. Maybe just something to do with like just in like the celebrity world. Are you feeling anything? Just in general. I'm not gonna give you any like boundaries.
Yeah. I don't know, like
I feel like you're overthinking it.
Yeah. What I'm picturing is like is someone with like curly hair. But that doesn't mean anything. So.
Like a new person?
Well, the first thing that came to mind was Kristen Bell. But that's not me being... The only reason why I thought of her is because she was on the TV when my mom was watching it earlier. So that doesn't...
Someone's going to come to prominence with curly hair.
No, because the reason why this made me... Because there's always a new Netflix show and there's always going to be...
A new curly head.
Like a blonde girl in it who has like 2 million followers on Instagram.
Oh, yeah, well, check back on these in 6 months.
That's going to happen. Like, that already did happen, like, a week ago.
Okay, well, check back on that in 6 months.
Psychic powers.
Oh, my God. Okay. Imagine what happens if now all of them come true.
No, okay. Well, the one that I lean towards the most, because that the only one that I basically answered was the blockbuster one. I think something like that's going to happen. But now we need to ask you questions.
No, because I just don't think I'm psychic.
But
I want to leave
people
it on
have
you.
Said you're psychic.
That's never... I haven't gotten emails about that.
There's been
that.
A few emails saying you guys both predicted this.
But I think they include me to be nice, but it's mostly you.
To be nice.
Oh, they want me to feel like, oh, we're not leaving you out, but like most of the time it's Jacob who predicts it, you know? But yeah. So last week we talked about Am I the Asshole, the Reddit, the subreddit.
Yeah. So
and I have a few that I have seen in the past week that I feel like we should talk about.
Okay. Am I the asshole? Are they an asshole? Are they actually just nice?
So this
Wait, someone commented on the podcast something really interesting about... I've never read Am I the Asshole Reddit, but they commented something really interesting about it.
What would they say?
The person last week, I feel like they want an asshole. We talked about this one girl. Her boyfriend was being annoying. She wasn't... We all agreed that. Well, we agreed that she wasn't the asshole. But someone said in the comments something kind of interesting. Like, they feel like Am I the Asshole Reddit is for people that are the... I forgot, but it was really interesting when I read it. It was like a paragraph, and they said, it's for people that actually are assholes, but when they write it, they make it seem... They make it seem... So, I do the most asshole thing to you.
But then the way you can write it to make it seem like you're right.
So, like, what if I did the most asshole thing somehow? And then I feel like you can write it to make it feel like I'm the good person.
Oh, and just show only your
person.
Side of the story.
Yeah, so...
Mention anything bad you did. Only mention things the other people did bad.
Yeah, so like maybe you leave out chunks of things that you did in the past or something.
Yeah, but this one's actually controversial.
Okay.
This one wasn't just like... Everyone didn't reply to this and just say like, oh, you're not the asshole, like what usually happens.
Okay.
So... The headline is, Am I the Asshole for Refusing to Return a Lost Dog That Was Clearly Well-Loved? So they said about 7 months ago, a friend found a dog near her house. They called animal control. They tried to see if it had a microchip in it to see if it could be tracked back to anyone. Because I guess sometimes people put chips in dogs.
Oh, yeah. I heard about that, but I didn't know.
They couldn't find anything. And also the dog was just dirty and underweight and just like kind of looked like it hadn't been taken care of. So they're like, oh my God, like we need to give this dog a home. So this girl took it in. The dog is doing so amazing now. I guess it's been 7 months and she's had the dog. It's recovered. The fur is shiny. And I guess this girl also like struggles with like depression and stuff. And the dog has helped her like so much with that. Like now she feels so good.
Okay.
But
I already know where this is gonna go.
Also, the dog is an unusual purebred dog, so like there's not that many of them.
Oh, so like it would be expensive to get one.
Yeah, and she joined this Facebook group of that breed and posted the dog, and some girl wrote back and DM'd her and said, "That's my dog. I'm so thankful you found it. Our house burned down 7 months ago. The dog ran away, and we didn't know where it went. We just assumed it died. You know what I mean? And But this girl who has the dog now is sort of just like, oh, I'm not going to give back the dog because legally it's mine.
Wait, how long has she had it?
7 months.
7 months, okay.
But the dog's 5 years old. So the girl before had it for like 4 years at least. So she's saying like, I'm not going to give it back to you. Like, obviously I understand that like you want your dog back, but at the same time, it's legally my dog now. Cause like I own it now, I guess.
First of all, that's like bravery. Cause what if you were on a walk and she saw you? Like I'd be scared about
that. I guess
it
was a long ways away though, is the thing.
Oh, so like,
I'm
you guys
summarizing
don't live in
it because it's so long.
Town or city.
Yeah. She lived across the country.
What the F?
Yeah. I don't know how that even is a thing.
Wait, but how would she... This story is so crazy because that other
Maybe
girl
she
that lived
in a
across
small
the country,
country. Though. It's not America.
Oh, it could be. Yeah, like the...
But I guess the dog is a show dog. And like it's from like a long line of winners. And like the girl is just like... The actual owner is devastated. She's like, that's my dog. Like, oh my God, it's still alive. And this girl won't give it back.
Yeah, even though like the dog helped your depression and your stuff and made you so happy. I feel like... Okay, like, I feel like I'm in the majority where, like...
You just think she's the asshole.
You should give it back.
Oh, yeah, no, I feel the same way. This like, obviously, I would... If I found a dog and thought it was mine, like, I would obviously be so sad to have to give it up after 7 whole months.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I'd be like, okay, it's not my dog. You
because
know what I mean?
Just think about, like, Phoebe is a dog that our mom has, and, like, she loves her, but if she ran away for, like, 7 months... Mom would still want her back after that 7 months. Even if, like... Yeah, so I just feel like...
But I guess this girl has blocked the person. Because, like, it got to the point where, like, once she was saying, like, oh, I'm not going to give it back, then the girl started, like, getting all mad. And, like, I guess other people were messaging her and, like, they're all freaking out. Like, what the hell? Like, give the dog back.
But I guess legally it is her dog.
I know, but, like, also I feel like she could fight that in court and get the dog back, right?
Yeah, if you really wanted it, but.
But literally all of the comments, this is one of the first ones where I saw where just everyone thinks that she's an asshole. Everyone's saying, you're the asshole. Like, we get that, that your dog's helping you, but, like, you need to give the dog back. Because also, doesn't the dog probably, it would prefer, like, the other mom over you, right? Like, that's a mom for 4 years.
Maybe Audi forgot.
Then again, dogs, like, maybe it just, like, this is the new person who's feeding it.
Yeah, because there's, like, some dogs, like, it seems like if you give them food, it's like, I love them, you know?
Yeah. And also, like, the girl had to deal with, like, a house fire. Now she's not going to be able to get her dog back?
Yeah, I think she should give it back.
Yeah, but she hasn't even, I'm so sad because that was added a week ago and she hasn't done like an update or anything. I was hoping I'd go back to it and she would say update, like after reading everyone's responses, like I'm gonna give the dog back, I feel horrible.
Yeah,
but she hasn't, so let's just hope
that
she
sucks it back. For the actual owner though.
What would you do if you were in that, if you like if mom, if that did happen with Phoebe, do you think mom would like try to get like a lawsuit on her, or would she just be like, I guess it's that girl's dog now, if she's gonna be that weird and not give it back to me?
It could go either way, I feel like.
Yeah, if that happened with Luna, I feel like I would be tempted to, like, bring it to the court.
Yeah, I don't know. Yeah, because I feel like it isn't, like, just, like, a joke. It's, like, a dag.
Yeah. Okay, this is the next one. Am I the asshole for being less attracted to my boyfriend of 9 months after finding out he had plastic surgery? So she's been dating this guy. Everything's been going great. And she always found it weird because he didn't have that many old pictures of him. And, like, even on his social media, like, no, there was no old pictures.
Yeah.
But she was talking to his mom and going through the, I guess she visited his family and the mom, like, showed her the family photo albums. And he looked so different. And it turned out that he had a recessed chin and, like, just not a good jawline. So he got insecure, and a year before she met him he had plastic surgery to get, like, a really good jawline, and he looks, like, 10 times better now. But she said that now she feels turned off by him.
Wait, so what I'm assuming recessed chin is when your chin is, like, towards your neck.
Yeah, I think.
So, like, it would
know.
Be, like, okay.
But she said that now whenever she looks at him, all she can think is just, like, oh, he's fake, and, like, it's just not attractive and stuff. So do you think he's the asshole, or...
Wait, she's the asshole?
Do you think she's the asshole for all of a sudden treating him differently just because he had plastic surgery?
Like, she actually... Like, what? I don't know. Like, is that just a joke? Because I view it as a joke. Like, being like, I don't really like you as much.
Oh, I think she's actually like, maybe we won't date anymore.
Oh, okay. Okay. I don't know what about it, but I feel like it's kind of relatable. I don't know what about it.
I don't think it's her fault that she views him differently, because that's just her, the way she feels. You know what I mean? For some reason, she has something against, like, people changing their appearances, and that's, it's not, like, if that's just not her, it's not that big of, I guess, it's, obviously, it sucks, but if she actually doesn't find him attractive now, I guess, what can she do?
And then, also, I feel bad for both sides. Like, it sucks for him, whole, too, because, like, and then him, too, because, that sucks that, like, she had to find out, and like he didn't know people would judge him.
Yeah, he should have just admitted right away. Maybe that should be the thing you say, like, right when you meet someone. By the way,
but
it's a fake gym.
Maybe after like a month. But in the end, like, if I was the guy, okay, I get the goal too. But if I was the guy, I feel like I would never think like someone would judge me because of it. For some reason, that wouldn't cross my mind, because I'd be like, it made me look better. So like, why would anyone judge me for it?
Yeah,
because like, if you were a celebrity, people would judge you, but. If you, no one really knew, then it'd be like, oh, why would anyone judge me?
One of the comments says, you're the asshole. He was probably humiliated his entire life about this, enough to change everything about himself. That couldn't have been easy growing
up.
Wait,
that's true.
He didn't tell you because he's ashamed. You deciding you're less attractive now is only going to amplify the negative image he had
okay.
in his mind.
Okay, so if she does feel like that, then she should just go what she feels. But but that person is right, because think about if you, like, had, like, the worst nose, cheeks, whatever, ever. And finally, like, you were, like, 20-something. You're like, I'm just going to fix it because I've always just felt sad about it. And then someone that you've been like, your first... What if, like, it was his first long-term relationship? And then, like, she's like, that's so disgusting that you did that to yourself.
Yeah, I don't know.
But then at the end of the day, would she even have dated him if his jawline wasn't like that?
Yeah, I don't know.
But why is it that like a jawline does just make someone be like, wow?
I guess I don't really know what a recessed chin is, so I don't really know.
Yeah.
But yeah, I hope it's all going good.
I feel like she's not an asshole, but I could also get people that say she is an asshole.
Yeah. I don't think she's told him yet. I think she's just writing on here like privately.
Oh.
Now someone asked, and now this is the last one. They said, would I be the asshole if I didn't go to my best friend's wedding so I could get breast implants instead? They said, my friend is getting married next year and is having a destination wedding. I figured she would pick a location that wasn't too expensive and it would just be a nice little vacation. I'm really excited for her and I was looking forward to it. But as it turns out, she chose a place that will cost a few thousand dollars to go. If I end up going to her wedding, I will have to put off the breast implants I have been saving up for years. I'm really self-conscious about my boobs and have been really looking forward to getting them done for a long time. She actually said breasts, but I just wanted to say boobs. Said, I have kids and it can be difficult to save up money for things like trips and plastic surgery so I can ensure our familial needs are met. Am I an asshole for choosing my implants over her wedding?
Okay, psych. Okay, so when I think of this, Greta, I think of just dumb stuff, and it's obvious. But with the ones like these, like I feel like it isn't a definite answer of she is the asshole, she isn't.
Yeah. Because also, it's just a friend. It's not like it's her sister or something.
When she was saying it, though, I was thinking, I feel like experiences are better than like how you appear.
Oh yeah.
Wait. Is she getting a breast surgery for appearance-wise, or for like she actually has like a health problem?
She's just insecure. About,
oh,
like,
okay. Because if she has a health problem, like obviously that makes sense.
No. But yeah. I don't know. I think it's not that big of a deal because I mean you shouldn't have to spend thousands of dollars if you don't want anyone to place on something you don't even really care about.
Yeah, I like what I lean towards more is that getting the breast or boob surgery, whatever. Because
yeah, it's gonna take forever to save up money again.
Yeah, and if you've been looking forward to that, like most likely your friend won't understand you and just will be mad, but...
But then again, like, imagine if you were having a wedding and, like, someone that, like, one of our sisters was like, oh, I'm not gonna go because I'd rather get implants.
Well, like, wouldn't the only way to do it is be like, I'd pay for it. That's the only way you can go around it. So you kind of just have to...
What if you're in a situation where you couldn't, though?
Yeah, so I guess you just would have to deal with it.
Would you be, like, pissed, though? Like, wait, you're choosing boobs over my wedding? That's going to happen one time?
I can't, like, picture a wedding being serious. I don't know. I can't picture my wedding being serious.
Picture a wedding being serious?
No, my wedding. But, yeah.
No, I actually don't know. Like, obviously, this girl can do whatever she wants, but I'd be kind of mad if someone wasn't coming, if I was actually really close to them. But then again, I would get it, like, because it's thousands of dollars.
Yeah, because, like, okay, like... Like, in an ideal world, they would pay for you, but obviously, like, that's not possible all the time. So I think you have to understand it. But, like, then if you put it in your siblings' perspective, since, like, we're all so close, it would be kind of weird, but, yeah, I guess you just have to deal with it.
Yeah. I guess, like, on paper, it sounds so dumb. Like, wait, you chose implants over a wedding? Like, a huge life event? Then you actually hear her reasoning and everything.
But then it is kind of
weird. It
kind of
actually makes sense.
When you think of life overall, though. It is weird. Thinking about, like, okay, for some reason I'm picturing this is, like, so deep. Oh, my gosh, woke. But on your, like, deathbed, what will you think about?
Oh, yeah, on your deathbed, on your deathbed, your last day, would you have been more happy if you would have gone to the wedding and experienced that or gone under the knife and got boobs?
Yeah, just ask yourself that question because if you honestly feel like these boobs are going to, like, make you feel way better, then for sure do it. But if you feel like, if you aren't even excited for it, though, you just need to be honest. For the wedding, then just be honest with yourself and say, like,
yeah,
I'm so glad that you're getting married, but
maybe deep down it's just a friend that's not even like it's not a best friend, and she kind of is like, I don't, even if I wasn't getting breast implants, I don't think I'd want to waste $3,000 on you.
Yeah, so
that's a lot to ask for someone to, like, for a wedding, just to go to your wedding spending like $4,000, like that's
a
lot
for like a weekend or whatever.
But
yeah, I feel like you just like I mean it's like kind of, it seems shitty, but it's not really.
Yeah, just, you know, that's a good way to solve it. Think about what you want to do on your deathbed.
Yeah, that actually, yeah, I feel like that would help you a lot. If you're listening, girl. Something that I wanted to talk about on this podcast is earlier this week, I had a dream. Actually kind of a bad dream. It's not a nightmare, but kind of like a bad dream.
Oh my God.
About, so someone, I don't know how it happened, but I had to go back to middle school for another semester.
That sounds horrible.
Because even though I already graduated high school, they said, you didn't do all your middle school credits. So yeah, that happened.
But you had to go back to middle school with middle schoolers as a 19-year-old?
Yeah, and I put in my notes, and I remember the dream was all in culinary class.
Oh, it'd be kind of fun, I guess.
Yeah, and there was also, it was weird, because there was like two parts of this dream. There was like different, different parts of the dream. So one of the parts of the dream was me going back to middle school.
Yeah.
Then another part of the dream was for some reason, I was with these two guys in the culinary class.
Yeah?
For some reason, they were like, okay, this is so weird, but they were like making fun of goals. Like, they actually
were
mean
were they
stuff.
Like 12-year-olds?
Yeah, they were, but I just wanted to fit in. So making fun of goals, and I just felt so awkward that I said, yeah, that is gross too. And I don't know what, I forgot what you were saying, but something just like mean. Like something so mean about all the goals
in
the class. Was
your middle school culinary class sexist dream?
Yeah, so in this dream, I remember being embarrassed and being like, I don't want to have to agree with them, but I just want to fit in. And I was I'm so above this. Why am I doing this? But I agreed with them, and then one of the girls got mad at me. But that wasn't really what the dream was about. The dream was about me going back to middle school.
What would you actually do in real life if they said, would you actually go if they said you have to do 2 years of middle school in order to actually get your high school diploma? And say, actually, we're so sorry, the high school diploma we gave you isn't valid. Or they could say, or you could just not go and just don't have a high school diploma.
Not go to middle school?
Yeah, you could just not go, but you just won't have a high school diploma.
I'd just get my GED.
But what if somehow that was an option?
Okay,
I actually don't think, I for sure wouldn't go to middle school for 2 years. That'd be horrible.
I just couldn't go to middle school, but like,
also,
I just
be
couldn't.
So boring as like a 26-year-old going
just
to middle
embarrassing.
School. Yeah, I would. Just, unfortunately, I won't have graduated from high school then.
When I was telling my sister about that dream the other day, I left out like the whole part of the dream where like something about being sexist, because I was like, that's so weird. Like, why was that involved in the dream? Like, why did that have to be involved
oh
in the
god,
dream?
Oh my god, what does it mean? Like, going back to the podcast we analyzed dreams.
I feel like it means maybe, this is mine, in middle school, I never stood up for myself. Because, you know, you're just awkward.
I just
went with the flow and what other people said, even if I didn't agree with it, I just went with it.
Maybe it means something in your life right now is pulling you back to the middle school mindset.
For some reason, just good doing what other people say.
Yeah, something right now in your life, you're feeling like you're not being able to speak your truth and you're just having to go along with everyone else to fit in with the middle schoolers.
That does make sense. I don't know, like, that doesn't make sense. Like, I can't think of anything, but I feel like if you were actually a dream person, that's what they'd say.
Like, I should be a dream analyzer.
Yeah.
Literally no actual knowledge about it, but just making it up.
It always is fun having a dream and then Googling it.
I'm making it way deeper than it actually was.
Who knows? Maybe it is really deep. But isn't there a thing like no one actually knows why we have dreams or something?
Oh, yeah. I know,
but like, Googling
process
it.
Your emotions or something.
But isn't there like not like a definite answer? Because
yeah,
like,
no one really knows
how.
It's like mysterious.
Yeah, it's kind of weird.
Funky.
Dreams are mysterious. Do you remember any of your dreams from the last week?
I'm actually trying to think.
Like, there's only some days where I wake up and I can, like, still remember the dreams.
Yeah,
so
like,
weird.
I know I've dreamed, but I just don't remember them. Because, you know, like, if you don't think about it a lot, you just forget about it.
Yeah.
Or, like, sometimes you'll have a really intense, scary dream and you'll wake up in the middle of the night, but then the next morning you don't even remember what it was about.
Yeah. I actually have a story time. So, have you ever wanted to lucid dream before?
Oh, but I actually went through a stage where I bought a book and everything and tried to learn how.
Yeah, because it always seems interesting, like, hearing stories about people that when they dream, they can control them. So it's like, even though you're sleeping, you get the time to rest, you can be alive, like, and see what happens in your dream. So I hold that if you like, I was trying to follow it. So one of the things to follow it was when you're actually awake, like me right now, I would do a self-evaluation or whatever, self-check, and be like, this is reality. So then in your dream, like, there's, like, a difference. Like, you can tell you're in a dream if you said this is a dream.
Oh, yeah.
So you do that. But then another thing was, like, another bigger thing was every morning or when you wake up in the middle of the night, if you do remember your dreams, you write them in a dream journal. And I did that for, like, 2 weeks, but then I gave up. And another thing was, which I didn't do, was you sleep for 2 hours and then you set an alarm and write about your dreams or something like that.
Oh,
because
really?
Because that's in, like, your REM. Like, REM, sleep starts.
Oh.
Or something. So, like, then you'd really be in... I don't know.
Has that ever happened, though, in a dream where you realize you're in a dream? Because that has happened to me a few times, but then I always... When I find out I'm in a dream, I'd wake up.
Yeah, I've never actually lucid dreams, but there is, like... I feel like sometimes in dreams, like, I am kind of aware, but I can't control. Like, I am kind of like, this is a dream.
Like, have you ever had a scary dream where you realize, like, oh, I'm in a scary dream, and then you just wake yourself up?
Mm, I know that I remember.
I feel like that happened more when I was like a little kid, but it doesn't happen anymore. But I remember being like a little kid and like knowing if I was in a scary dream and then just waking yourself up.
I feel like that might have happened because when I was little, like my dreams used to be way more like reoccurring. Like I remember when I was like literally like 8, I'd sleep in my mom and dad's bedroom. And I used to have this dream that I was falling from the sky every night, and I get so scared and go to mind, but oh wait, what happened? I just remember that, and like every night I had that dream of me falling from the clouds.
Oh, that's creepy.
And it tickled too. It's so weird.
Oh my god.
But have you ever had sleep paralysis either? I've never.
No.
That sounds so terrifying.
That sounds so scary.
Yeah, so what were you gonna say? You got a lucid dream, John? You had the lucid
Oh, I just read a book of like some guy who apparently did it.
How long did you try it for?
Oh, I didn't even, like, really try. I was reading about, like, his experience.
Oh. But, so, what is, like, isn't it kind of, like, you want to do it because, like, you can, like, kind of be alive in your dreams or something?
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, now that I think about it, I don't even think I'd want to do that. Because I'm, like, I feel like when you're sleeping, you won't even be resting.
I don't know. It sounds so interesting.
Like, do you still get rest?
It seems like that. But your brain would still be working.
If you're living a whole other life in your dreams.
Yeah, it would be interesting, like, say something or like do something in your dreams to see what everyone's reaction is. So like if I just like I was at a party and then I just like started like I turned into a clown and started dancing, like I want to see everyone's reaction. But they knew I was the clown, like I don't know. That'd
you should try and update everyone.
It takes so much work, it seems like. Oh, so lazy, yeah. Of me. So much work to lucid dream, like nothing comes from it. Yeah, that's my dream. If you can analyze it, please analyze it.
Oh, yeah, analyze it in the comments below. Jacob really wants to know.
Yeah, it was really good. And it was even, like, the same cooking class that I had in middle school. Like, it was in the same building.
Really?
Yeah, it was, like, the same building. And, like, someone that I was in my cooking group was in it in real life.
Oh, my God.
So there was, like, these groups that you cook in because it was different stoves, you know? For culinary
class.
Oh, wait,
so you weren't going back as a 19-year-old because they were back at your middle school age? Or it just wasn't being consistent?
It wasn't being consistent because she was the middle school age, but I remember in the dream I was like, why am I doing this? I'm older than this. But yeah, I remember she was in the group and then me and the two guys like were saying, I don't know, they said something so bad about like the girls in the class, and I was like, yeah. And then
it probably
she
just
got
means
mad
you're
at me.
Secretly sexist.
No.
I'm just kidding.
Okay, I think that's all for this podcast,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, thank you guys for coming along. Don't forget to follow the podcast, subscribe, follow us on our social medias, and thank you so much for listening.
Oh, yeah, if you didn't know, we have, like, Twitters and Instagram for this podcast, which, like, we kind of use, so maybe follow them if you want.
Oh, yeah. Links
also,
below.
Sorry for this kind of short episode.
But all right. Bye!
Bye!